I just said, I just said he should have got the award. What else do you want me to say?
Come on now, wait a second.
So lost.
49, 152, 328, 37, 117, 297.
I have a lot of championships. I'm telling you, it's the bread. I am one of the gifted guys that use in a snowball.
Wait a second. Andy Pettit is a starting pitcher.
Have some guts to commit. Goodall, have some guts. Show some guts. A little guts here. Guts. Throw him out of the league. Throw him the hell out.
And let's dispel once and for all with...
So many thoughts to sit and ponder about a lot of love and a lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill. Should try to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down, and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at this crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. First show since September 23rd. So just a short vacation. Calling country, WJRH.org, 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, WJRH.org. Oh, wait, yeah. No, we're not on 104.9 FM anymore, I don't think. At least last time they took us off the FM, so I think we're just WJRH.org now, which is fine. We have a great show today. A lot of stuff going on. Will's calling in already, so we'll get to him, because we got to work our schedule around Will's schedule, of course. That's how we do it. So let's pick up with Will here. Will, I'm on, so I'm just going to transfer you right over, if that's all right. All right. See if I remember how to work this. I believe joining us now is Will Gathis. Will, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're quite welcome. The honor is yours, so you're welcome.
Thank you. I'm kind of surprised to hear that this show got, renewed for another half season, because I thought, like most good things in the world, there would be a time for it to end, and I thought that was going to be the last semester, but it turns out that, it has the wheels to go the distance.
That's it does. We're going to carry it out to the end. That's very hurtful. Well, are you happy to hear that's carrying out? You thought we were going to end, but you're happy that it's a pleasant surprise, or were you hoping we were done?
I mean, I needed a secondary source of income at this point, so I was ashamed and a little sad to hear when the show was over. But it turns out it was only temporary, so it's all good.
Yeah, I heard a lot of my friends in New York were saying that, people used to come up to you on the street and say they were looking forward to hearing from you the next Saturday, but then they were saying, "Where have you been?" So I'm sure you were missing.
Francesicon?
No, not about Francesicon. I'm just talking about the regular people on the streets. Everybody,
Yeah, I mean there was a public outcry, when that first Saturday when there was an episode.
Yeah,
it's already on a Saturday night when I'm not on the show. But yeah, for there to be no country music, no opinion from either Will or Ben, how do the people get their fix?
That's right. That's why, that's why we had to come back. I heard the calling from the people. My mailbox was full every day, both email and the post office mailbox. So we're back. And we're actually going to be on the air longer than Imus, because he's ending his show in March. So
wow.
I think that's a pretty cool feat that we stayed on longer than him, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, the duration is not the same.
Well, don't worry about the duration.
You outlasted him.
That's right. I'm here doing the show, and he's not. That's all that matters. We don't need you to put it in any sort of context, Will. That would risk derailing my narrative here. Don't worry about that. That's not helpful.
All right, sounds good.
So are you still, when we were in high school, you boycotted the Super Bowl because, even though you're a big football fan, you said the Super Bowl basically was, too commercialized? Like, it wasn't really about football anymore? Is that generally the thing?
Good memory, yep. And I still feel that way.
Still feel that way. Well, what
people
if the
people that know about my picks legacy will ask me, "Oh, who do you have tomorrow? Who do you have this week?" And to be frank, I just don't even care all that much. And that's coming from someone who loves the game of football pretty much to death. So, if that's not a sign of going wrong in football these days, it is. But that being said, Patriots have never lost to another team with an animal in its name in the Super Bowl this millennium. And I don't think that's going to change tomorrow, so I have the Patriots winning.
I appreciate the prediction, but I don't think I asked for you the prediction. That's fine if you want to just go off on your own tangent here. We appreciate the prediction.
I'm here to steal the show. I'm not.
Do you have a score? Is it going to be close?
Living in Philadelphia, I have to be very cognizant of the words I use, but let's say that I want it to be close, but I don't necessarily think it will be close.
I see. So you think correctly, the audience of this show reaches far into Philly, which is good perception on your part.
Right.
Are you worried that the city is going to be burnt down?
Win or lose, I think there's going to be some long-standing damage to the city of Philadelphia.
Will you be trying to climb on one of those light poles that they're going to have the Crisco on?
I'm not at liberty to say, no, I'm just kidding. No, I will not be one of those people. I will laugh the next day when I hear war stories about a night on Broad Street.
Wow. So the only way you're going to watch a Super Bowl is if the Jets are in it? Is that really the only way, or would you still not watch?
You know, I watch the Super Bowl.
Not that you'll ever have to worry about the Jets being in the Super Bowl, but just hypothetically.
Right. I mean, I have a better chance of the Jets being in the XFL championship than them being in the Super Bowl. So
that's right.
You know, that being said, I do watch the Super Bowl, but I watch it merely as a spectator and as someone who likes entertainment more than I watch it as a football fan. Because if you're watching the Super Bowl as a pure football fan and your team's not in it, you're going to be disappointed because it is not high-quality football.
That's a hot take, but that's what we have you on here for, so we appreciate that.
I mean,
is this the last year of Brady and Bill?
Is it the last year for Brady and Bill?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I mean, I think they
You answer it if it's such a good question.
That are inconsolable. That being said, I think, you know, is the team success more important than either of their egos? I think both would agree that. So, you know, Brady's been proven to have taken hits over the years. Belichick's been, you know, part of that squad and part of its lifeblood for the last 20 years. So, yeah, I think that it's not going to be the last year, but I do think they both have a timeline in mind. Brady likes to ignore people when they ask him when he's going to retire, but I think it's in the back of his mind. And, you know, what more does he have to prove if he wins this one?
That's fair. It's a good point. I think you're probably right. I think they probably, I think they're going to lose. And then... they're going to try to give it one more run, and then Brady's going to be done next year. He's not going to be good at all, and that's going to be it. He's going to get benched midseason. That's my prediction. What do you think?
Now, that's a hot take.
That's right. Well, we'll see if I'm right.
Yeah, Ben, you know, best of luck with that, and I'll be the first one to text you when that doesn't come true.
I appreciate you holding me accountable.
Yeah, of course.
That's why
we have you.
Good
luck, Ben.
All right. Thanks, Will.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
All right, Will Gathis joining us. I think Gambetta's joining us soon, too. Maybe we can sneak in a song or something. But coming up on the show, we have, well, we had Will, and we're going to have Gambetta, possibly the senator. I don't know. Who knows? We'll see what happens. We'll have Marquise toward the second half of the hour. We'll have a special contribution in studio here from Aaron Barden, who is going to have an update on the Heritage Foundation's newly released Index of Economic Freedom for this year, ranking all the countries. So we'll go down that. We might get to current events. We might not. We'll see. The House memo, I mean, which has been talked about ad nauseum. So maybe we'll talk about it. Maybe we won't. And then the State of the Union, which apparently was this past week, although that was in and out of the news in about 12 hours. But Trump's approval rating is as high as it's been in a year, so he's going in the right direction. And why not? Because the country's liking that they get to keep more of their money, so why wouldn't they approve of that? So we might get to that in a little more detail, depending on the calls. We're not going to sneak in a song because Gambetta's on the line. I don't know if he'll be in character or not, but we'll see. Hey, Gambo, can I put you on? All right, sir, thank you. All right, joining us now is the Bernie Sanders' caretaker in the old folks' home, Matt Gambetta. Matt, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well here at the old folks' home up in Burlington. It's great up here. It's really nice and snowy. The senator, you know, had his medicine. He's in bed now. I mean, you know, it's only 7:14, so I mean, he's been in bed for about 4 hours now. So
I saw the senator's doing like a whole thing where he's making climate change his sort of big thing that he's going to link every other issue to, basically. I really only saw a headline. I'm not really reading any details about anything he wants to do, but have you gleaned any possible mentions that might be his platform if he runs for president again? Could that be?
Well, Ben, you have to understand, we're trying to discourage him from fantasizing about the presidency 4 years from now. Or I guess 3 years from now. Goodness.
That's right. 2 years from now, you'd... Jeez.
Yeah. Okay.
It's rubbing off on you.
Yeah, I know. I've spent far too long a time as his caretaker, and honestly, I'm tempted to resign pretty soon. I've got to tell you, it's really just... it's been a hassle. Gosh, he's just been, like, ranting about I mean, you know, you see the usual rants about, like, socialism and things, but then there's also the fact that I gotta clip his toenails all the time.
Like,
come on. I mean, goodness, I don't want to do that.
We don't need to know about that.
I have to feed it to him. I mean, you know, that's just the weight of it. I mean, I'm a podiatrist's son, so, I mean, I know how to do it, and he's taking advantage of it. So, yeah, I'm kind of getting sick of his whole thing. But, yeah, we're trying to discourage him from any kind of wild fantasies about becoming president again. I think he already kind of convinced himself that he is, but, But he feels like he needs to prove it to the rest of society. So, you know,
you keep discouraging him. Please, please.
We're trying.
Have mercy.
We're trying.
So, how are you when you're not in Burlington? Are you about ready to finish up your career at Notre Dame here?
We're almost done.
Are you done torturing your brother?
Am I done torturing my brother? Wow,
doesn't he go there with you?
Yes. I don't say I'm torturing him. I'd say he's torturing me, actually, but that's another story for another day.
You can't let your little brother do that to you. Come on.
Oh, I know, but I'm a very passive individual.
Well, what are you going to do when you're done? What are you going to do when you're done and the senator's done?
When the senator's done?
Yeah, when he's not in office anymore and you don't have a job, what are you going to do after school?
I mean, if we're being quite honest, he's been done for a while, but in a mental sense. After graduation, I don't know. I'll probably just go on to become I don't really want to be a full-time caretaker. Nah, I'll probably look to graduate school or something. Continue the studies. See where that goes.
Just stay in school as long as you possibly can.
I mean, yeah. I mean, maybe he'll fund it. I don't know.
No, he's not giving you anything. What?
I can hope. I can hope for free tuition, right?
Yeah, you can hope, but, I mean, it's never going to happen. We both know that.
I know. I can dream. I can dream, Harold.
Is the senator going to awake at any point?
Well, I can shake him, and, you know, he might wake up, he might not. I mean, you know, it's a hit or miss every day.
Oh, I see.
Let me see if he's dormant right now. Let's see.
All right, I'm going to go check on him here.
Yeah, let me just, come on. He's a little unresponsive right now. Hold on. You gotta give him like a minute. It takes a while to actually come out of it.
Just feed him a couple of broccoli pills or something.
Nah, I usually give him some heroin.
So. No, you can't say that. Is that legal in Vermont?
I mean, everything is if you want it to be.
He doesn't care.
We're a relativistic society.
That's right. Bernie doesn't care. Just live off the land, right?
Well, yeah, exactly.
That's all.
And, you know, it's a relatively natural stimulant, sort of.
I don't endorse anything my guests say on this program. Disclaimer.
Okay. Well, apparently you can't have the word heroin on the program. Yeah, so.
All right. The FCC calls. You're paying the fine.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. He's awake now. I gave him enough shots, so. Okay. Come on, Senator. Okay.
Senator, are you with us?
Wait. Hello.
He's there. Wow. How you doing, Senator?
Benjamin. How are you? I haven't spoken to you in such a long time. I'm sorry, I was in bed for a while. I had we were living off the land, and I had a few shots in me right now. So
how many hours a day do you sleep?
17. 17 hours. I usually go to bed at 4, and then
4 p.m.
wake up. Yes.
Yeah.
4 p.m. And I usually go to bed at. Oh, that's where I go to bed. Yeah. But when I wake up at, let's see, 4 minus 7. I wake up at negative 3 o'clock. So that's my day. That's what every day. But I woke up specifically for you, Ben.
I appreciate
on your
that.
Stupid little pathetic show to remind you that I am still alive.
Well, and I heard you're thinking about running for president.
Well, of course, Ben, because I know that I am, I know I'm president. I know I'm already president. I've been president already for over a year now, but I have to prove to the rest of America that it's so delusional that they don't believe that I'm president. So I have to actually run now, Ben. And that's the thing. I may be, I don't know. I might be old as dirt, but I know that I can do it.
I know
that if I have a few shots in me every single day, I'm good. It's like with people with a caffeine addiction. I got heroin addiction. So, you know, it's my stimulant of choice.
Well, so you don't think that's going to hurt you at all in the election?
Oh, Benjamin. We're living in a very progressive society now. It's wonderful. I mean, I can get away with anything because everyone will just assume that I'm a crackpot. So, you know, a few shots of heroin, what are people going to say? Oh, no, it's like a gateway drug? No. No, I'm going to be perfectly fine.
Well, that's good to hear. That's wonderful. And I hope if you do end up announcing, you'll announce it on the program here.
Oh, of course. But, I mean, you know, I kind of already announced because I already have an intention of running. But officially,
yeah.
I have to have like a press conference and everything. I got to get everybody out of the boondocks and come and, you know, interview me and things like that. So, you know, it's not official, but it's official. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean, Ben?
No, I know what you mean. It's officially unofficial, but somewhat official.
Exactly. So, you know, you can leak that to your crowd of seven who are listening to the show.
Thank you.
And then that will spread to the rest of the media like wildfire. I'm confident in that.
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm confident. Because I know that although you have such a small, limited audience that listens to your tiny little show out of wherever Pennsylvania, I know that I can rely on you, and I can rely on Will, and I can rely on Marquise, and I can rely on everybody that you have, all 12 other people, to actually spread the word about my campaign. And it's a grassroots campaign.
That's right.
Just like the grass that I love to smoke. It's wonderful. I mean, it's a power to the people in getting this campaign forward. Because I know that I may have a small, limited amount of followers, but when you have a few devotees, you can do anything. I mean, look at Jesus. He did that. He had 12 people with him, and
that's
now
right.
He's got over 1.2 billion. So you know what that means, Ben?
Does that include or not include the Mormons?
Well, they're an interesting case. But no.
Father Gambetta on the program.
Oh, gosh. Pax vobiscum.
Don't start speaking in foreign languages.
Mi dispiace. Ma. But anyway, back to the senator. But anyway, Father Gambetta is here at my bedside. He's always here at a moment's notice. I may be Jewish, but, you know, I had to have last rites just in case.
Because, you know, an insurance policy.
Well, right. So my caretaker has Father Gambetta here because he just assumes that I'm going to die at any moment. Because he always says that I'm dormant, whatever that means. So I always, like, you know, obviously he has to give me the heroin to actually get out of bed. But I mean, it's the same with coffee. Like, people need coffee to get out of bed.
Same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the same thing. But he's convinced that one day it's not going to work. So when that day comes, he has Father Gambetta at my side. And, of course, I don't believe all that hoopla about, like, last rites and things like that. But, I mean, it's probably good enough to have a guy with a collar here. I mean, you know,
just be safe.
He's all dressed in black. He's there to remind me of death, certainly.
Sure.
He never shuts up about it. It's terrible.
I know.
But, you know, it's good. It's good to have him here. And I kind of do it for his sake, too. I mean, he clips my toenails.
That'll be fine, Senator. Yeah, it's fine. We heard about that already. Well, I hope.
Has he told you about how he changes my diapers?
No.
It's a long, long process.
That's fine. You know, we don't need to know about.
So
I hope. No. That's fine, Senator.
Usually, it starts in the back.
No. We'll talk about that next time.
I mean, but why don't you want to hear my story? You woke me up. I'm going to tell you about how he changes my diapers.
No, we're gonna have to go now. I mean, we don't want to hear about the diaper.
But Benji.
Listen, I'm going to tell you.
No, that's fine. Tell us next time.
It is real tough for him. I give him all the credit in the world. So he usually starts me out in a bathtub, right?
Okay, that's fine. We're going to move on.
And then he takes off my tie.
Okay, we're gonna. We have to go, Senator. I'm sorry. We have to. We'll talk to you next time. Senator, we'll talk to you next time.
Amazing, but
that's it. Okay. And then that's offense. This is on Scotty McCreery's new album. He's calling back. We don't have time for that.
Wonder, are you on the West Coast, top down Rodeo driving? Maybe up in Colorado, you always did love that Rocky Mountain. High up in Manhattan, way out in some cabin, in the middle of nowhere. Well, maybe I'll be there. Wherever you are, wherever it is, baby, it ain't too far. Just give me a call or drop me a pin. Enough of this day. Cover band, strolling down some boardwalk, kicking off your flip-flops in the sand. Do you wish I was kissing on your lips? No, it won't take much. So baby, just hit me up. Wherever you are, wherever it is, baby, it ain't too far. Just give me a call or drop me a pin. Enough of this.
We're back. We need Hannah to call back. Apparently she's listening to the program, so I'll just tell her over here, call back, because Bernie was on and then the song was on and then Matt called back. I was talking to him off there. So Hannah, you can call back now. And then we'll get Hannah's, we'll bring back that segment where since me and Hannah always find out the next budding stars in country music, we're gonna continue that. Although this time, this person is already kind of broken out, but we discovered him, and here it is. So we're going to find out who we discovered, and when Hannah's going to play a song, which I don't know what it is yet. All right, I'm putting you on now. Joining us now is Hannah Panrak. Well, Hannah, welcome. How are you? Sorry for getting on late.
No problem. How are you? I'm good.
I'm fine. So I intro'd the segment already, so I won't intro it again, but... Who is the artist that we discovered?
Granger Smith.
Granger Smith,
like,
that's right.
4 or 5 years ago, I think.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago, before he had any big record deal, he was just playing music in Texas, and
yep.
I don't know which one of us found the YouTube videos first, but we found him, and now he's a star. Definitely. He has a major label deal, big major albums coming out, big tour, national tour, number one songs. Yeah, so.
Writes all of his own music.
Yep. So, basically... once people hear this, they should understand that we should be part of a record company. But until then, we'll just do it here.
Yeah, until we get together, you know.
Yeah. So, what song from Granger have you decided to play?
I chose "If Money Didn't Matter." It's one of my favorites.
Ah, yes, that was on Dirt Road Driveway, which came out. When did Dirt Road Driveway come out? Let's see. Came out in 2013.
Yeah.
That was the last album he put out before he had like a big record deal. That was his last low-key album.
Yeah.
And since then, he's had two big ones. But, okay, Money to Marry. That's a good one. That has a good intro.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. All right. We'll play that. Well, I know you have a big night coming up or something, so I appreciate I appreciate you waiting to come on the show. The listeners probably appreciate it, too. They may not. They might not. I don't know. They probably do. Do your parents know you're calling in?
No, I didn't tell them. I forgot.
I'm providing you a few minutes of fame here, and you don't even tell your parents?
I completely forgot. I haven't talked to them all day.
That's fine. I told them. I didn't, actually. It's fine. I didn't tell them. I should have told Herman.
Yeah, you should have texted him.
I know.
Mm.
Oh, well. Next time.
Oh, well.
If I ever do the show again.
Yeah.
I can do it next weekend. I can do it next weekend. We'll be back 2 weekends in a row. All
right. Sounds good.
Whether or not we bring you back is going to decide what the reaction to the song is. But I'll be here, and then I'll let you know. I'll let you know if you'll be here. But I'll be here. So that's it.
We got a million other artists.
Well, we'll see. I guess.
All right. Fine. You know what? It's whatever. Whatever.
All right. Well, we're gonna check this one out, and I'll let you know what the audience reaction to it is. And if it's not good, then you're going to have to come up with some good material for next weekend. Because that'll be your do-or-die audition.
Okay. I appreciate the time on this very popular radio show of yours.
I'm glad you appreciate it. You should. This is invaluable time.
Okay.
All right. You can now brand yourself a top music critic, basically. Put that on your resume.
Yeah.
Media music critic.
I should, yeah. I should put it on my resume.
Yeah, you should. Okay, good. All right. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you very much.
All right.
I appreciate you waiting. We'll see what the audience thinks of this. It better be good.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Anna.
Yep, bye.
Good night. All right. We'll see what the reaction of this one is. It's actually not bad.
right, we're back. So I think Marquise is going to be calling in a little bit here, but I want to get to Montgomery Gentry released their final album yesterday, and they have a bunch of good ones on there, but one in particular is pretty good, so we're going to play that. And then after that, we'll see, either Marquise will have called in, or if not, we'll talk about some stuff, and then we'll get to Aaron toward the end here. So we'll take a look at one of Montgomery Gentry's new songs on their final album. It's called Drive On Home. Is it going to play?
I wonder if I'll still be here, working the same job in a year. Lonesome nights I pour a beer and think about all the things I can't control. My boss, the bills, and growing old. I pray to God that down the road it'll all work out. But all I know right now is I'll be up in the morning with coffee or porn and take it on down the road. Swinging a hammer, climbing a ladder, and hauling that heavy load. And girl, I keep on trying, keep on driving on, driving through just as long as I can drive on home to you. I wanna buy that house you always slow down for, park a new car in the drive and tell you it's yours. The fact that you don't want me to makes me want to more. That's what I'm working for. So I'll be up in the morning with coffee or porn and take it on down the road. I'll be swinging a hammer, climbing a ladder, and hauling that heavy load. And girl, I'll keep on trying, keep on driving on, driving through just as long as I can drive. Up in the morning with coffee pouring, take it on down the road. Swinging a hammer and climbing that ladder and hauling that heavy load. Girl, I keep on trying, keep on driving on, driving through just as long, yeah, just as long as I can drive on.
All right, Q will be calling in any minute here. He is calling tonight, which is surprising, to say the least. One decent issue, though, that is worth talking about, was in the Daily Signal this week, is Trump mentioned in the State of the Union, mentioned that police officer who adopted the baby of a heroin addict. And they use that basically to talk about adoption, the state of adoption in America, and how the ACLU is trying to shut down religious adoption agencies, because the religious adoption agencies, by and large, will only let kids be adopted by married mothers and fathers, and the ACLU thinks that's discriminatory. And so they're basically when they're winning these lawsuits, they're saying these places have to shut down or renounce their faith, essentially, and how they're practicing it. And the Daily Signal, and they're right, is saying, with how horrible the adoption situation is already, the idea that you're going to shut down hundreds of adoption centers who are doing really good work, the work they said, like what Mother Teresa was doing, basically. These adoption agencies are mimicking themselves after what Mother Teresa did, and because they dare to do that, you're going to shut them down and make the situation even worse, which is unconscionable. So it's really pathetic, and they've already been successful in shutting down some of these agencies. They mention in particular Catholic Charities, which caused the displacement in Illinois of 3,000 children that this organization was helping to put into homes, who now had to start over, essentially. So in the name of separating church and state or something, I don't really even know what the possible basis for this would be, they have essentially forced thousands of children who already are starting out in foster homes with little hope of finding adoptive parents, they forced them to have an even worse fate, which is absurd. I think now we're getting a call from Marquise. Hello. All right, I'm putting you on. All right, joining us now from Washington, D.C. is Marquise Woods. Key, welcome. How are you?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hold on. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait, I don't know if, hold on, I gotta plug this. Oh, this thing, is this thing plugged in anymore? Oh, my. Well, I don't know if he's coming through or not, but the phone doesn't work. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, we got you. I had you muted somehow or something. There you are. You were coming through. I just couldn't hear you in the headphones. We're just going through.
That's all right. Already off to a great start. Technical difficulties on this show.
There are a lot of difficulties going on in here. First of all, the studio is 180 degrees minimum. It is so hot in here. It's unbelievable. Second of all...
Well, you got to fight through it. You got to battle through those conditions.
That's true, which I am, masterfully. Second of all, they only have one pair of headphones in here, and you need the headphones to be able to hear the person on the other end of the call, so only I can hear the call. They usually have like 10 pairs of headphones in here. Now I come back a few months later and they have one, so Aaron can't hear anything anybody's saying on the phones, so you don't have to watch what you say anymore. Say whatever you want. Just kidding. Third of all, the security camera in the studio is being held up by duct tape. Are you trying? There is no chance that thing actually is working right now. They're just using it as a scare tactic.
What happened? I thought they would have the studio ready for your AAA production.
I know. That's why I left. I told them to get this place in order, and I come back, and it's just horrible. It's like a million-degree cave. It's terrible.
Well, I think that's a reflection of the man in the studio. You know, those are the kind of conditions that you set, and you let it happen.
Well, that's why we'll be shopping the program here in a few months to other stations. So he wants to take
George
me.
Mason?
Well, maybe them, but we'll see if any other stations in D.C. want me. Send them a couple tapes of these shows.
Well, I've come on the show, I guess, to provide an update of what's going on. I'm sure none of your listeners have heard of the news here. So, you know, we're in a bit of turmoil on campus. You know, people picking sides. You got to figure out what the real story. So I'm here to provide all the facts.
What's the turmoil going on in GW? There's always some kind of turmoil. First, it was you were... you were sticking yourself into an election, trying to paint somebody in a bad light, as I remember it. So what's the turmoil
now? That
didn't
happen.
Well, we have the archive. We have the archive show. We can pull it back up if you want. But go ahead.
You go ahead and pull it up. I want to see it because I want to listen to it because I don't remember that.
Well,
but anyway,
proceed.
I digress. You know, we got a big controversy on campus. A sorority on campus sent out a racist Snapchat. It caused quite a stir. You know. The three members were expelled from the sorority, talks of expulsion from GW,
wow.
And now there's a petition going around to remove the chapter from campus. So we got a lot going on here.
Are you
going
to be leading a march?
No, I'm not. I'm standing in solidarity with all Greek members of the community.
You're supporting these people?
I'm not supporting them, but I mean, if they're coming for them, they're going to start coming for us pretty soon. So, we can't have that.
That's right. Because we all know...
One bad egg doesn't spoil the dozen, you know?
That's gonna,
you get rid of the bad ones.
This is going to be the first wave crashing over the dam. Dam's about to break, and we know you're going to be one of the first people that's indicted in all of this, so...
Well, I'm graduating, so I don't care.
Well, you still got some months here to go. If you get expelled, you don't graduate.
they're not going to expel me for anything. I'm not involved. I'm just an observer.
I'm just saying.
You know?
I'm just saying, if people start ratting on each other, you know, I have plenty of things that I can provide to the investigators.
We got plenty of things over here, too.
So I'm just saying.
I got enough dirt to bury 6 feet under if we're playing the extortion game.
Well, I started it first, so you can't do it back. Pick a different tactic.
Well, anyway, if anybody wants any more information, go to gw.therival.news.
We don't need you plugging your paper.
Up. We got a couple stories up, provide all the juicy details. We got inside information from the sorority members, providing some juicy gossip about the organization, some of their other practices.
Isn't Pete best friends with this member?
We can't confirm or deny that. we don't talk about statements about other people. You can ask me whatever you want, but I don't know anything about that.
I've heard Pete's palling around with her.
He knows her, okay? She knows of this person.
So.
But, you know, they were all expelled from the chapter, and, you know, they might get expelled from the university. I don't know if it needs to go that far, but that's what we're talking about right now. So, and, you know, this semester, we got another election coming up in about in March, April, another student body election. So I'll come back on the show to give some updates about that. I'm sure we're going to have another wonderful scandal that's going to break out.
That'd be awesome. You know, that's all we want to see in these elections is just some sort of vicious scandal that brings both people just into the mud. That's what we want.
Well, we know whatever side I'm on, you're going to take the opposite side, and you're going to try to say I'm, you know, rigging the race.
Well, that's what you were doing last time. You were taking half the facts and writing up stories on The Rival and painting this poor girl in a horrible light when...
I didn't write any stories.
Oh, you were...
Make that clear.
You were the source. You were feeding details. Or something.
I was giving you the details.
Your chapter was...
You don't know what's going on.
You as president of your chapter, now disgraced former president of your chapter, but at the time, as president, you were part of that council of Greek people who were supporting the guy just outrageously. Isn't that true?
As far as I'm concerned, only one person was disqualified from the race. So that's all I need to say. History will vindicate me. I was correct.
Well, I know my listeners can't wait to hear the latest GW campaign news, so
All right,
bringing the info to the people.
Yeah, that's my job. Thanks for having me on. Let me know when you're in D.C. You know, I'd love to see you and Aaron again. Share some more details of what's going on at GW.
All right.
You have to come back and visit.
Yeah, we'll have a nice off-the-record conversation.
Well, if it's off-the-record, we know you're going to put it on the record, so I don't trust you.
All right, I'll let you know.
All right. Goodbye, man.
All right, have a good one. See ya. That's Marquise. I was going to say we'll play one more song. I don't know what to play. I've sort of run out of things. Let's see. What should we play? Come up with something. Oh, wait. Where's that? Oh, yeah. Lanko has a pretty good new song. Didn't the Lanko song go? Yeah, I like that song. That's a pretty good one. We'll play that one, and then Aaron will give us the update on the index thing, and that'll be that.
I was born in a town full of red pine trees. County sign says, follow your dreams. Westbound train makes the whole town shake. Friday night lights decide your fate. I'm born again in a church where the steeple's wide. Preacher preached Book of John and my mama cried. Meaning life was in verse 2. Didn't make sense till I found you. Wherever I go and wherever I do, I was born to love you.
variety. So, let's see. Hopefully this mic works. I think this is the right mic. I think she has the right mic. We'll see, but we have a guest co-host in studio here, Aaron Barden, a former Heritage Foundation intern this summer in the economic wing of the Heritage Foundation. And every year, the Heritage Foundation publishes their Index of Economic Freedom, ranking every country and their level of freedom economically based on how big their government is, how efficient their regulatory system is, how open their markets are, and the system of rule of law, how effective it is, how fair it is, how much they respect property rights, that kind of thing, how much integrity is in the government, the judges, that kind of thing. So they take all those factors, they analyze them. Aaron was helping out in that this summer in compiling this year's index, which was released this week. Actually, in the report, in the acknowledgments, she is credited. The Heritage Foundation Center for International Trade and Economics leads the index production effort and is responsible for the grading and ranking of all countries. CITE interns, such as Aaron Barden, among others, provided significant research and quality control throughout the year. That's pretty cool. She will forever be in that index, which is cool. And I think you had said you heard of the Heritage Foundation by looking at these indexes, so that's pretty cool, these indices, whatever it is. That's cool. But anyway, joining us now is Aaron Barden. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let me turn your mic up a little bit. All right. Try it again. How are you?
Good.
All right. Yeah. Make sure you speak loudly into the mic because it's a little low, but that's fine. So anyway, so like I said, they've produced this report about the states of the world economies every year, and this year's report came out this week. So what have the reports been like under the Obama administration, and what does this new report say about the direction the Trump administration is taking the United States economy?
So when Obama first took office, the U.S. score was 80.7.
You know what? Actually, come over here. That mic's too quiet. We're going to turn that mic off and just use the red mic, because another issue, this mic's terrible, so use the red mic.
So when Obama first took office, the U.S. score was 80.7, and when he left office, we had dropped all the way down to 75.1, so not looking too hot.
So a pretty significant drop there over 8 years, and we were in the top 10. We fell down outside of the top 10 toward the 20s area, but this latest report has data from the Trump administration now, and what does that say?
So now our score is back up to 75.7. So a small increase, but I think really due to his regulatory agenda in his first 5 months, that's why our score has gone up a little.
So that regulatory agenda, the Trump administration has cut more regulations in its first year, really, than any other administration has in 4 years or 8 years, which is pretty incredible. But you mentioned it's only the first 5 months of Trump's agenda, so... why only the first 5 months?
So the data collection for this year's index only goes through June 30th.
June 30th. So does that mean that tax reform is not included in it? And if it's not included in it, does Heritage think that tax reform will benefit the United States economy even more in next year's ranking?
So tax reform is not included, and I would assume that would just mean that the score is going to keep going up.
Well, it's very optimistic news. That's excellent. And thank you very much for your work on that index. That's pretty cool. We have a call here at the end of the show. I don't know who it is. Let's see. Hello, how are you? Who is this? Oh, what up, Chris? Why are you calling? Oh, okay. We'll put Chris on for 1 minute here. Joining us now is Chris White. Chris, welcome. How are you?
What's going on?
So I texted you and called you. I didn't hear anything from you. And then with 2 minutes left in the show, you're giving me a ring?
I'm a savage, man.
Are you dead?
I am dead. Oh, my God.
Are you ill or something?
We got a flat ball tournament this weekend. It's been sick.
Are you ill?
No, I'm not ill, but I'm ill, if you know what I'm saying.
No, I don't know what you're saying. All right, we gotta go. Thank you for your contribution.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, glad I could bring a couple last year's show, man.
We'll be on again. We'll be on again. Don't worry.
Okay. Sure. Whatever.
We'll have you on next weekend or something.
All right, bro.
All right. Well,
I love you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh. Okay. That's great.
I love you.
Yeah. I love you too. That's fine. Gee. Good. Okay. That's fine. You. Hang up. Goodbye.
I love you.
Hey. That's fine. Goodbye. Oh my God. The nerve to call in right at the end of the show. Unbelievable. Anyway, sorry about that. Thank you very much for your contribution and for your update on this report. And it looks like Heritage is pretty optimistic about the future direction here with the Trump administration. That's all good news. And congratulations on forever having your name in that pretty influential and powerful report, which is cool. What was the final song I said I was going to play?
Darius.
Oh, yeah, Darius. Darius is. We only played one from Darius's new album last time, so I don't think it was actually out officially. So we're going to play this final one, and then that'll be it until, I guess, next weekend. So thanks, everybody, for listening on the return back, and we'll see you again next time. This is from Darius Rucker's new album.
That breeze feels good, don't it? Feet up on the cool of them tunes pouring out of that sliding rear window. Life to the beat of that tape deck radio. It's a heaven on earth moment. Got a good thing going round and round like the wheels of this night. It's a singing along kiss. Close your eyes. I don't like this feeling, I love it. Sweet magnolia, blue sky up above it. I don't call Carolina just the place I visit. I call Carolina home. I don't like drinking beer, I love it. On a back porch swinging with my honey. Life's too short just to like it, so you better get to loving this living before it's gone. Life's too short, better get to living if the beer's ice cold. You better get to sipping if the song's in the air. Get you out of lighter if the party's rocking. Six drinks coming, ain't it? This scene's all God painted. I'm soaking you in. Why you soaking in it? It's like a movie, baby, ain't it? Pouring. Ooh, is life too short now?